In a nutshell, it was a naked attempt to control me, to put me away in some dark place where I did not have the freedom to speak. More than a million people gave One Nation their first preference vote in 1998. But because of the threat this support posed to the new Howard Liberal government, it was decided by those in power that I had to be silenced. They decided to take away the power that freedom of speech gave me to speak the truth on behalf of the Australian people.
Shame, shame, shame.
With John Howard's support, Tony Abbott created a trust fund to attack and silence me using the courts. It ended up with me spending 11 weeks in a maximum security prison for electoral fraud before all convictions were quashed on appeal. The president of that Court of Appeal made it clear Howard and other senior politicians had attempted to interfere with the independence of the courts for cynical political motives. I was called Australia's first political prisoner.
I've been through a strip search, although I was in prison at the time, but I have been strip searched. It is the most deplorable, embarrassing, belittling experience I have ever been through, and I was innocent of it. So I've got to put myself in these shoes of those young girls who may be strip searched, who are innocent, because it does leave a memory in my mind of that happening.
And as someone who was strip searched more than once, as someone who had to spread their private bits for the police, even though they absolutely knew I was not a drug mule, I'm here to tell you that it hurt a lot of people and it caused a lot of mental trauma for a lot of people, and it's still ongoing. PTSD is a real thing. Whenever I see a siren, I absolutely get scared, and sometimes I involuntarily even pee my pants. Yep, that's right.
It was also an attempt to silence and marginalise the many Australians for whom I speak. The whole episode was a preview of what has become much more common today, suppressing free speech and repeating approved speech to control the narrative. We've seen people denied access to hired venues and town halls because they've exercised freedom of speech to say things the establishment and self-appointed thought police disagree with. We've seen people even denied entry into Australia and other countries for exactly the same reason. The tragedy is that this suppression of free speech has actually been effective. Many people these days are frightened to say what they're thinking. Australians of faith feel compelled to silence about their beliefs in public or the workplace for fear of persecution. Australians feel stifled and disenfranchised, unable to express a political opinion that departs from the orthodox narrative. Much of the Australian media, especially the ABC, have been complicit in the suppression of freedom of speech. They help those in power control the narrative with selective reporting, biased editorial comment. And now we have a government about to introduce legislation under the guise of misinformation and disinformation to formalise the suppression of free speech into Australian law. I strongly believe the most important right we have is freedom of speech. This is the right to express our views, our beliefs and our opinions free from sanction or penalty by the state. I've been involved in Australian politics for almost 30 years, since my time on the Ipswich City Council. If there's one lesson I have learned in all that time, it's that freedom of speech is something we can never, ever take for granted. As Thomas Jefferson said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. He was right. There will always be those in power who will seek to silence opposition, dissent or criticism. There will always be those in power who seek greater control over us by limiting or attacking our freedoms. So there must always be people like us watching for these attacks, working to protect our freedoms and preserve Australian democracy. My own career as a public political figure is an example of the need for eternal vigilance to protect freedom of speech.